My name is Trisha Ignacio. I'm 17 years old. Today is October 16th. No, I know. 14th. And I'm speaking with my mom. Well, why did you come to the United States instead of another country?
We come here in the United States because United States is a country of opportunity.
How did you come?
Through the petition of my mother-in-law. So I was able to come here in America.
What did you expect of the United States?
When I come here in United States, I was expecting that I'm gonna be rich because I'm gonna be earning dollar. And they say it's a lot of opportunity.
Did it match your expectations? Are you rich yet?
So far, I'm not yet rich. But I'm still reaching for that star to become rich.
How different is America from the Philippines?
America is way, way different from the Philippines because here in America, you have a lot of opportunities. In the Philippines is na you cannot it's hard to find a job.
Why is it hard?
Because if you don't have proper education, it's hard to look for a good job.
Do you not get education in the Philippines?
I do got education in the Philippines and I have a good job in the Philippines too.
What about that?
Your dad do good in the Philippines. He has a good job.
Did he even go to a good school?
He did graduate in college.
What did dad go to college for?
Your dad took up civil engineering and he works in a government as a regional engineer.
What was your best or worst experience coming to America?
My best experience here is you can choose whatever job you want and you can you can go anywhere you want.
Would you ever want to move back to the Philippines?
Maybe when I retire, because in here it's hard when you're old. But in the Philippines, as long as you have the money, you're good. Everybody will take care of you.
Why is there not as much opportunities in the Philippines?
That question. There's no much opportunities in the Philippines because there's a lesser job.
You think it's a problem with the government?
One way or another, it is a problem of the government.
What did you first think of America when you came here?
When I came here, I think America is how can I say that? It's like heaven. Like everything is good, everything is easy. But when I got here, if you're not gonna work, nothing is good.
Was it hard when you first came here?
It is hard. The adjustment is hard. Because in the Philippines, I used to have a nanny for my kids. I used to have a housekeeper for the house.
Oh.
Somebody is going to do the laundry and everything. But when I come here, it's the opposite. I will have to do everything.
Mm. How did you, or do you still feel connected to the Philippines?
Sometimes.
Like the culture?
Yes, the culture there. I can't get away with the culture because Philippines is where I grow up. So I'm still adapted to the culture.
Mm. How would you describe America to a family back home?
Here in America is if you don't work, you won't live.
Mm.
Here, over there in the Philippines, as long as you have a farm to plant on, because you're not gonna pay the house there, you have your own house. In here, you have to pay everything.
Mm.
So for me, it's way better over there in the Philippines.
Mm. What advice would you give to if any of our family at home wanted to immigrate here?
So my advice, if when they come here in America, expect that they will be working, and to working like double. Mm. So that they can fulfill their dreams, like owning a house.
Mm.
Yes, that's it.
What do you think is strange about Americans when you first came here? What do you think was really weird about Americans? What was like really different? Like, what did we have here that we don't have back at home?
The technology is really, it's really fast.
Yeah.
Yes, the technology here in America is really fast, like not unlike in the Philippines.
Hmm. Would you ever like move to a different part of America, or maybe even like Canada?
Oh, talking about moving to Canada maybe, or Australia, or some parts of other countries, because of the medical advancements, and also the medical of the people here in America, because here it's very expensive. Yeah. While in Canada, I heard, or Australia, I heard they have a free medical.
Yeah, I think Australia has free Medicare.
Yes, which is very, very good.
Would you ever think about like moving to like Australia or Canada?
Yes, I am. I want to. If I will get the opportunity to move there, why not?
Let's go move. When we have money.
Yes.
Mm. Did you get culture shock when you first came here?
A little bit. Because in here, the how you call, because in the Philippines, our culture, when you are talking to somebody older, there is the respect on them, like you don't call them by name.
Yeah,
like brother or sister. But in here in America, when you're talking to anybody else, maybe your boss, your older brother, or anybody older than you or higher than you, you just call them by name.
How different do you think it would be now if we were still in the Philippines?
I think if I am still in the Philippines, because I have a good job there, I have my own place, I have my own house, and then my children will adapt the culture over there, I think it's, I can see that we have a good life.
Right now in the Philippines, would you rather be there or would you rather stay here?
Because my kids, my family are already here, so I think I stay here where my kids are.
What if we all went with you?
So, because in here, my kids are already adopted in here, in America, and I don't think they want to go back there. So, yeah, maybe on my retirement, they have their own life, they have their own family, I can go back to my Philippines.
What if we don't get our own families? What would you do?
But still, they're gonna have their own lives as they grow older.
What was the hardest thing about immigrating to America? What was the hardest thing?
The hardest thing here in America is you have to start like
brand new.
Like to start right away. Like you need to drive, you need to do everything, like I'm not used to do it myself before, because I have my nanny, I have my housekeeper, I have somebody to cook, I have somebody to drive me, but when I come here, I have to do everything myself. So I have to adjust that. Very hard adjustment for me.
How long did it take for us all to become
like, looking legal? At my kids, I have to do it right away because they are my strength, they are my life. So I don't want them, like I don't want to be strong because they will like also fail if I'm not strong.
How long did it take to like be, to get all the papers and become legal here?
When I first come here, I'm already legal. I'm an immigrant because I am petitioned as an immigrant.
How did the petition work?
So, because my husband is her mom is here, U.S. citizen here in America, so they have to get him, and then your dad have to get his family too over here in America, so that's how I come here.
Did you get homesick when you immigrated here?
At first I got homesick.
Do you still miss home?
Yes, I do. Like the culture, like the food, like during Christmas. And also, because I am the only one here, I don't have my brothers or sister in here, so I still miss home.
How much of your family is still home?
What is it?
How much of your family is still home? How much of our family did we bring over?
So, my family, like you, my kids, and my husband, and then my husband, your dad, brothers and sisters, they're all here. But for me, I am by myself. No brother, no sister. Only cousins, but they are in a different state.
Mm. Where are they?
One is in Oregon, one is in Seattle, and that's it.
Mm.
And mostly is in London.
London?
Yes.
Mm.
All right, thanks.